Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Blue Bench Podcast. Shannon, we're really in the thick of it now. I'm looking forward to hearing what caught your attention this week in the legislature. But first, make sure you stick around for the entire episode, folks. We have a really great interview. Shannon spoke with House Minority Leader Katie Sullivan out of Missoula. They talk about everything from housing to Medicaid. Be sure to stick around for that whole interview coming up after Shannon and I break down what happened in the legislature this week. So Shannon, let's get started. What's on your mind this Friday morning?
A bunch of things are happening. This is, I think we're just wrapping up week four. This is the time in the legislature when things become even more and more blurry. People don't really know what day of the 90 days it is. People don't really know, you know, there are deadlines popping up to get bills introduced, to get bills drafted, to get co-sponsors signed and those kinds of things. So there's kind of a flurry of activity, but there are definitely a couple things I'd like to talk about. First, was something fun I got to do on Sunday of last week. Ron Gerson is a chair of Flathead County Democrats, and he and his core volunteers pulled together a crew of about 150 people up north of Whitefish to gather. And there was a panel discussion with Monica Trinnell and Ryan Bussey and myself and a couple of others, Mike Jopek, former legislator, to just talk about where Democrats are and where we go from here. And I heard some interesting things. One is Ryan Bussey was saying, let's use what's happening at the national level. Let's use that fire in the belly is the term I use to help engage people to act locally, whether that's at the state or at, you know, the school board level, whatever it might be. But what's going on in Washington, D.C. is scary and not okay. And I've always been, you know, garden patch to state capitol building and everything in between. That's where we can have a significant positive impact. And last week, over the course of the last 2 weeks, I've like thrown that theory out because what's happening is not okay. And it does, quite frankly, scare me. So it was great to see this group. The other thing I heard, Mike Jopek said that Democrats are infatuated with policy. We wonk out. And we're this like very small minority of high informed voters. And we need to be more infatuated with winning. And I thought that was so insightful as we look to 2026, well, 2025 with our local elections, 2026, 28, and so on. So that was one piece that was interesting. Now, pulling it to the legislature, a couple of things are on my mind that I noticed. Senate Bill 62 was Carl Glimm's Medicaid expansion bill to end Medicaid expansion, which would mean end the it's not end the sunset. Mary Cafaro introduced a bill to end the sunset and keep it continuing. And this bill would end the Medicaid expansion, which means it would end healthcare coverage for somewhere around 70,000 Montanans would not have health care. And that is just, I want to say criminal, but there are other things that are criminal, so I won't.
It's awful, yeah.
It's just awful. It's just absolutely awful. And some of the things that you'll hear with Minority Leader Katie Sullivan is that, you know, it's not just those souls that are hurting and those families that are hurting. It's also the economy, because those people are missing work because they don't have the health care to get the antibiotics or whatever it might be to get to work. And it also means many of our rural clinics are going to be shut down.
So, Shannon, we're seeing a lot of headlines about former Senate President Jason Ellsworth. A few weeks ago, Lee Newspapers, or Montana State News Bureau, released some bombshell reporting that unearthed news that Ellsworth quietly approved a $170,000 no-bid contract with a former business associate at the end of last year, which bypassed a formal bidding process. Is that right?
That's right.
Where are we at with that right now?
So I was on ethics last legislative session, and I'll share that ethics does not meet very often, the committee. And so much of, I'm guessing, what's happening right now is they're getting their ducks in an order, and the rules for ethics are somewhat vague, I'm going to be honest. And so they are setting up the procedures to make it a fair trial, a fair hearing. Because when they write up their report and make recommendations, they don't want to get dinged. They want to make it fair, and they don't want to get dinged, and they want to have everything justified depending on what they decide to do.
Shannon, I'm really excited to listen to your interview with Katie. But before we jump into that interview, next week we have just confirmed that we will be chatting with former candidate for lieutenant governor as well as attorney general, Rafe Grable.
Rafe is 19-0 in court cases that of the laws that we passed, we meaning the royal, we legislative body passed, that were unconstitutional. And he took those and fought and all to the Supreme Court and won, and 19 times. And the guy's brilliant and, you know, arguably might be one of the best constitutional law, if not the best constitutional law attorneys in our state.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to that interview next week.
Representative Sullivan, we are thrilled to have you on our podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out. It's a busy time for you.
It is a busy time, and I'm glad to be here, though, and update your listeners on what's happening in the Montana legislature. So,
well, great. Thank you so much. Yeah. All right, I'm going to just dive in, and just kind of in general, how do you feel like, how's the session going so far? And you know, what are you seeing, Republicans and Democrats, maybe where are you seeing in the House they're working together and where it's just very, very different?
Yeah. Yeah, great question. So what's exciting about this session in the House is we have 42 Democrats in the House this session. Last session, it was 32. So it's quite a big difference. And so we picked up 10 seats. Six of those were in Trump-winning districts. And I think that's really cool because it shows that even though national politics can come into Montana and paint a broad brush, when neighbors meet their neighbors who are running for the state legislature, maybe they set aside their partisanship and they say, I know this local candidate and I can split the ticket. And so I think it's a really cool thing that happened. I'm really proud of our caucus and how it turned out. And so what that means is we have a larger caucus than we've had in a long time in the House Dems. And that means we have more leverage, we have more votes, means we can influence policy more or stop bad bills more easily. And we are really focusing on affordability for Montanans as House Democrats. Our bills are property tax relief, housing, child care, pocketbook issues. And so we feel good about that. And right now we have a lot of discussions with Republicans across the aisle on these big ticket issues. We are trying to put our 42 votes on the best bills that reduce costs for Montanans. And so that's going well. I would say I think we have some movement there. What's not going well is maybe what I'm going to call like time-wasting bills that we are getting from a lot of the Republican House members that are taking up a lot of time and energy. And instead of talking about taxes, we're talking about other things that I don't think are high on the priority list for everyday Montanans.
Yeah, that, you know, I think you bring up a really, really good point that we're not maybe sharing as much as we can, that November of 2024, while we lost many of our races, our statewide races, mm-hmm. but we had significant victory for the legislature, yeah. which in so many ways, I think it's easy to overlook the impact that the legislative body has on everyday Montanans. And you know, I really appreciate what you said about pocketbook.
Yeah.
Pocketbook politics. I may use that right. again. But you know, I think that's how we're affected. You know, people are talking about the price of eggs. And childcare and housing and all of those things. So okay, let's shift gears and talk about health. I mean, there are a lot of healthcare issues right now. But Medicaid is really, really important. Can you give our listeners just an overview of what is Medicaid and who benefits from Medicaid and what the concern is on this issue?
Yeah, right now? Absolutely. So Medicaid is a federal program that provides on a basic level health insurance for people who are low income or people with possibly with disabilities or kids. And each state gets the ability to expand that pool of people that the health insurance can cover. And Montana, almost a decade ago now, chose to do an expansion and cover more people, have more health insurance coverage. Democrats believe that if you're sick, you should be able to go to the doctor, that it shouldn't bankrupt you. And this is good for workers, it's good for business, and it's good for our economy. So up this session, if we don't lift the sunset, meaning extend the program date, all these Montanans will lose their health insurance coverage. And so it is very important that we get the sunset lifted, continue the program, keep the coverage going. It's been super successful. Democrats had a bill in House HHS, Human Health and Services, last week, where we not only lifted the sunset, but we also decreased the paperwork and increased eligibility so more Montanans wouldn't have to jump through a ton of hoops to keep their coverage going. The Republican bill, on the other hand, is just lifting the sunset. And I think currently they would like to have work requirements also in there. And so what we're doing right now is negotiating. Democrats will have the votes there to keep this program going, but we'd love to see improvements made as well.
And it's my understanding that it's a 90% funded by the federal government and 10% funded by the states, correct?
That's right. Exactly yeah. right. So it's a really good deal. And I just got a number the other day from Representative Cafaro from Helena, and she brought the Democrat bill for Medicaid programming. And it said something along the lines of, if we stopped the program, it would only save the state maybe $4 million, something like that. But it would cost the state tens of millions of dollars in, you know, businesses losing their coverage for their workers. We would have difficulty keeping open critical care access centers in rural Montana. And so the repercussions are large and the cost to us is not that high.
And I've also heard we're talking about 60 to 80,000 people who would be directly affected by this, not to mention the other, you know, the economy and the workforce.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Totally.
Big issue.
Big issue.
Okay, now let's talk housing and affordable housing. You know, we're in this major crisis. We have teachers who can't afford to live in their communities. We have healthcare workers who can't afford to live in their communities. The dream of someday buying and owning your own home is lost for most Montanans, and renting is people are being kicked out of their homes or having to move out of their communities because they can't afford the rent. I had lots of people call me when I was senator to complain about that. And so what say you?
I guess on a high level, As you just said, the problem has not been fixed. And last session, you were here with me, and we did pass some bills that put money into housing projects. But as we've seen in our communities the past couple of years, we still have people living in their cars. And that means the problem is not solved, and we need to continue working on it. So House Dems and Senate Dems together have a package of housing bills where it's anything from putting housing money into like a multifamily housing trust fund style concept, helping facilitate loans for workforce housing, that we also are going to have assistance programs to prevent homelessness and prevent it, and also help people who are in situations where they're not getting their rental application fees back, and we have some kind of predatory stuff happening when people try to apply for renting a home or an apartment. And so basically, we're going to try and hit it on multiple angles. We got to keep working on it.
Yeah, great. Great. It's nice to see traction there. So Representative Sullivan, an area that's very close to my heart. I have a child. You have a child. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Maybe. But a place that's close to my heart is education and our teacher salary issue. And can you talk at all? There's a bill, I understand, that's going through the legislature to incentivize school districts to increase teacher salaries. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, happy to. We Dems are very, very pro teacher, pro public school, strong public schools in our communities. So we're going to jump on anything we can with our votes to increase teacher pay and support the public school system. There's a bill, I think it's called the STARS Act. It's a bipartisan bill. We have a bunch of Dem co-sponsors on there. And I feel hopeful and good that that's going to move through and get signed by the governor and an increase in teacher pay. And we'll have to see how that goes. But I'm hopeful. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, wrapping up, Katie, let's talk a little bit, just wherever you want to take this, but what concerns you the most right now? I guess what do you see as the legislative body, leadership, the GOP, what's holding back the progress for really serving Montanans and focusing on solutions?
Yeah, great question. So from my perspective, I see bills coming from some of the GOP members that I will call time wasters and or holding us back, like you said, holding us back from solving the big problems that people sent us here to address. And so a couple of those, you know, obviously, if people have been following the session, we started out pretty quickly talking about bathrooms. And so what we're calling is we're talking about toilets and not taxes. And I feel like that is just not on the priority list for Montanans. I think we need to have the conversation on taxes, number one. And so that's been something that I feel has taken up more time than big ticket items for everyday Montanans. We also have had some judiciary bills that I'm just shocked, because the reason these bills are coming is that a bunch of unconstitutional bills were passed last session by Republicans. The courts doing their job knocked a couple of those down, one of those being upholding Montanans' constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment. And some Republicans are mad, and they say, now we just need to go ahead and just interfere with the judiciary and just shake it up completely in a way that's pretty aggressive. And one of those bills is requiring judges to be partisan for every election in the state. And I feel like this is a really bad idea. It's saying that judges need to be politicians. When they go to the courtroom, you're going to have to worry if a judge is a D or an R. Judges are going to have to be, instead of doing cases, they're going to have to be thinking about fundraising and getting endorsements. And you're going to have more mailers in your mailbox. Think of last cycle, right? The amount of mailers people had. You're going to have that all the time. It's just more money in Montanans' faces, more politics in everybody's face. And judges, not, you know, believe it or not, not everybody wants to be a Democrat or a Republican. Some people want to be apolitical. And that's, I think, a lot of Montanans feel that way. So we'll see what happens, but we hope to knock those bills down.
And we are, I talked with an attorney who's been in very, very involved with this just yesterday with these cases and trying to get a number on how much money taxpayer dollars we're spending. And it's it sounds like it's in the multi-millions of dollars. And those are taxpayer dollars that could be spent on childcare or could be spent on education and teacher salaries and school buildings and all the things. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for your work on that.
I'm with you on that, Shannon, 100%.
Yeah. Anything else, Representative Sullivan, that you would like to add?
The only thing I can think of is that I want people to pay attention to what's happening this session. Pay attention on to where your representative is voting and how they're voting. The things we do in this building really impact your taxes and your pocketbook and your childcare and your housing. And so it's important to be engaged. We want to hear from people. And it's just awesome when the room is full with testimony from regular Montanans and not just lobbyists.
So we'll put another plug in for our legislative action meetings that people are invited to. Their Zoom meetings. Everyone's invited. Mondays at 5:30 and Thursdays at noon. It's essentially the same agenda, but we get firsthand what bills that House leadership wants us to track and Senate leadership want us to track. I encourage everyone to go to the website, the Montana Legislature website, and explore that website and learn more about how to follow a bill and see, just like Representative Sullivan says, see where your representative, who your representative is and how they're voting. So, Katie, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, and it was fun.
We'll stay in touch.